Number 6. Increase your income. If you're working less than 40 hours a week, consider all options available to increase your hours. If you're already working 40 hours a week, consider a part-time job or a side business. Above all, focus on increasing your value that you bring to the market. As you build your value, your income will follow. Number 7. Use cash instead of credit cards. Keep one card and use it only for emergencies or major necessities, such as your furnace or air conditioner breaking down. Put your credit card in a safe place and make a commitment not to use it for everyday purchases. Let me also encourage you to not accept credit increases or cards from other credit card companies. Number 8. Change your habits. Take a minute and consider some of your expensive habits, such as eating out, having an afternoon latte, drinking a diet soda every day, browsing through stores, or drinking with your friends after work. These little purchases add up to big dollars. Number 9. Pay off your debt with the highest interest rate first. Select the bill with the highest interest rate and pay it first. When it is paid off, close the account so that you're not tempted to use it again. Continue this process one account at a time until all your accounts are paid in full. When using this method, measure your progress by watching your overall debt decrease. There are other methods such as the debt snowball method, but paying your debt with the highest interest rates first is the smartest. Number 10. Shop smarter. Stop paying retail prices for anything you buy. Start shopping at discount stores, thrift stores, and resale shops. Use shopping comparison websites such as BizRate, PriceGrabber, and ShopZilla, and make sure you're getting the best price for what you're buying. If you're in debt, I challenge you to make the decision right now that you're going to put together a plan to eliminate your debt. Let today be the day that you say, enough is enough. I'm going to take control of my finances and get out of debt. If you're married or living with someone, let me encourage you to go through this process together. It is critical that you're both equally committed to ridding yourself of your debt. As you begin implementing your plan, you must hold yourself accountable and not allow exceptions. If you're overwhelmed and not sure what to do, seek the help of a trained professional. Ask a respected friend, family member, or your accountant for a referral.